1 week after a magnitude 7 earthquake devastated the Caribbean island of Haiti, thousands of people are fleeing the capital of Port-au-Prince, seeking safety and food in the countryside. Some officials are now estimating 200,000 people perished and 1.5 million others are homeless. While speaking after Sunday's Angelus prayer here in Rome, Pope Benedict offered his prayers for the victims of the disaster.
Il nostro pensiero in questi giorni è rivolto alle care popolazioni di Haiti e si fa accorata preghiera.
In these days, our thoughts are turned towards the dear population of Haiti, the Pope said, as well as our heartfelt prayers. The Apostolic Nuncio, who, thanks be to God, is all right, is keeping me continually informed, and so I have learned of the sad death of the Archbishop, as well as so many priests, religious, and seminarians. The Pope continued, I am following and encouraging the efforts of numerous charity organizations that are dealing with the immense needs of the country. I am praying for the injured, for the homeless, and for those who tragically have lost their lives. The United Nations has appealed for $550 million in emergency funding, but streets are still piled with debris and rising crime are slowing aid delivery. We have this report.
At least 70,000 bodies have been confirmed buried following the Haiti earthquake. The Pan American Health Organization has estimated that at least 100,000 are dead, while a U.S. general on the ground in Haiti thinks that the death toll could reach 200,000 or higher.
The U.S. Southern Command says it aims to have 10,000 U.S. troops in the area after Haitian President René Préval appealed Sunday for additional troops to help keep order. He said police and U.N. peacekeepers are overstretched and cannot contain crowds of looters.
However, there are signs of progress as international medical teams begin to take over damaged hospitals. The church's main aid organization, Caritas Internationalis, is on the ground and reports that an emergency clinic and medical team is being flown in from Holland, with 120 tons of aid from Caritas partners on its way over land and sea.
Caritas Internationalis press officer Michelle Hoff is in Port-au-Prince. She says the distribution of aid remains a challenge and that aid agencies fear a breakdown in public order.
Many people still look in shock. Well, as you can imagine, they've come through a terrible disaster and now they're living on the streets. Their relatives and their family may still be underneath the rubble because the rescue effort is still going on, but it's very difficult with so many collapsed houses.
Now, you speak about Caritas on the ground receiving a lot of aid from Caritas partners around the world. How important is it for you that this aid continues to flow?
It is extremely important. At the moment, we've received 8 containers, 20 truckfuls of aid, 2 plane loads are arriving today and tomorrow. However, obviously, we need to coordinate in a way that we're not overwhelmed in such a way that we can't actually store it. We're delivering food kits, hygiene kits and shelters, also medical tents and personnel who can staff the medical tents, and we've received aid from Caritas members from across the world so far. We're facing the problem, like many aid agencies, of distributing to a large number of people because there are issues of insecurity. People have been for days without food and water in some cases, not everywhere. And we're looking very carefully at where we can distribute the most quickly and in the safest possible way.
Well, disasters like the one that hit Haiti always hurt the most vulnerable and helpless people. Women, the elderly, and especially children. The UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF, is on the ground in Haiti doing what it can to help. Spokesman Patrick McCormick tells us about the challenges they face.
We have to take into account here that this is a very young population. Nearly half of the country's population is under 18. So just figure-wise, it's going to affect young people and children much more than anyone else. We're working every day to help these children, and especially children that have been separated from their families or were by themselves in the first place.
Now, of course, Haiti, before the earthquake, already had an issue of a very high number of orphans. Would you be particularly worried about orphans in situations such as this and trying to prevent them being exploited in any way or being, shall we say, overlooked in any way?
Absolutely. Number one priority, children like orphans, to make sure that they're looked after. I mean, they're found first. We see images of children walking around by themselves looking lost. We need to find these children. We need to feed them. We need to take care of them. And we need to trace their families if they do exist, or some extended family. And then only after all of that will we find a way to give them some sort of permanent home.
Patrick, another issue that has been raised, the fact that people want to adopt the children of Haiti. How important is it for organizations such as UNICEF to get their message across to people, perhaps, who feel that they want to contribute in some way to the welfare of these children, that they do so through organizations such as UNICEF?
Well, let's be clear here. We're not an organization that is involved in adoption. Our line is, and especially in a post-disaster period, this is just completely inappropriate. These children need to be identified, to be registered, their families traced, as I said, and then anybody wants to adopt a child, they have to go through the government, and they have to go through the correct channels which exist in all countries. And that could be something that could happen down the road, but right now, we're looking to save lives here.